hardening schools. What do they mean by that, hardening schools?
Hardening schools means that the people who are in the building should be there, and people who shouldn't be in the building are on the outside. One of the problems that we have today, schools are not prisons. If we could do this in any way, keep them open. We've got a lot of athletic classes that go in and out of the building during the school day. There's all kinds of deliveries being made through the cafeteria doors, mm-hmm. and many of these have to be left open. People have to keep running to open doors for vendors.
There are some steps that schools should take, according to Gavigan.
Doors in the main entrance, there should be a trap where once you get in one door, you can't get in the second door until you speak to someone and tell what your business is, and they can see you, and then they can open the inside door. So that's one way to keep it fairly secure. However, it's not like the airport where it's secure all the time. Schools are not secure at night, so people can come in and they could possibly hide a weapon in the school. We've had students who have brought guns to school at night, put them on windowsills at night, and got them the next morning. The overall security today, there are a lot of good camera systems out there. Camera systems catch the act. They don't stop it.
Gavigan says SROs, or school resource officers, are needed in the schools. And that's not a job for just any police officer that they assign to it. You think there's a good profile?
Positively. I think we need the younger officers coming in who can relate to the kids. When I'm teaching a class, I tell the kids, you know, I was young once. I did stupid things. And you're probably going to do stupid things. And I said, police officers realize that today, mm-hmm. when they get their police academy training, you know, they're made to realize they've got to treat juveniles a certain way and with respect. And I tell people, you treat the police officer with respect, he'll treat you with respect. So that SRO really should be young. He should have good training record when it comes to firearms, because if he ever has to use this.
Gavigan says you have to balance different levels of safety to come up with a plan.
We're looking at doors that were really difficult to open, and I had the state fire marshal call me and say, could I come down and talk to a group of your people? Because he was getting really nervous about it. And I go back to Our Lady of the Angels in Chicago. On December 1st, 1958, a lot of people don't realize, we had 92 kids and three nuns killed in a fire at Our Lady of the Angels in Chicago. And all of the bad things that could happen in a fire happened at Our Lady of the Angels. Doors weren't properly open mm-hmm. to get out. The fire alarm system did not go directly to the fire station. All of this changed mm-hmm. when that fire happened. We've had a lot of mass shootings. We've got to start getting a handle on how to do a better job of managing the whole system, because that's what this is, a whole system. It's not just hardening. It's not just kids with mental deficiencies. It's not just police not being trained properly. I mean, there's so many aspects to this. Mm-hmm. We've got to put them all together and really, really get our act together.
Christine James, WATD News.